Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Office. I am Tone Dings.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a beer winner. Why?
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, sir. How are you doing, sir?
All is well, my friend.
Nikki Skates, how are we?
How we doing? How we doing?
Fucking NHL night or what?
There's one game.
Oh, sweet. Jeez.
10 games on a Sunday, one game on a Monday.
That's
NHL that's schedule.
They're not wrong with that.
That's what they do.
Well, normally I would agree with you. Okay, I could live with that. It is the participants in the game that is troublesome.
You're talking about two hottest teams in the league. We'll break down Yotes and Ottawa Senators tonight.
Classic coin flip.
Mitt, fucking little birdie told me that you're giving up on NBA until after the tournament, dude.
What's that about?
Man, that's not true. I have four plays tonight.
Oh, you do have four plays tonight? What are you fucking...
You're so good, he's choking on him.
What are you talking on a ball, dude? What are you eating, tiramisu back there?
No, sorry. Allergies came up at a really bad time. But, no, I am not giving up on the NBA. I probably should have stayed away yesterday.
Okay.
I had a busy day yesterday. I decided to go with Gumpy to a nice Iowa Hawkeyes game. Fun time. And then I kind of forced some NBA picks that I just shouldn't have forced. I learned not to force picks anymore.
Okay, well, I saw a stat earlier. I just want to make sure, because we're gambling, so we have to get it out there. The Lakers are 0-10 ATS in the first half in the last 10 games, and they're 1-9 ATS in the first half in the last 10 games at home.
Thanks.
Gambling show, have to say that.
Thanks.
Legally obligated, man.
I watched them in the first quarter yesterday.
How'd that go?
Oof.
Didn't they give up 50 in the first quarter?
That's bad. Bad basketball team.
The first quarter of that game was the worst actual quarter I've seen the Lakers play this whole season, and they have had some really bad ones.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was awful.
They kind of came back at the end, though. Like, seriously, you should not give up on the Lakers just yet as a long-shot playoff team, because they still have LeBron. If AD comes back, they have a shot. If AD comes back, they have a shot. That's a big if, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good luck there.
Good luck.
But more importantly, the bracket is set.
Yeah.
This is what we've all been waiting for. Mitt, please put up the graphic.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Not that one.
Next one. Volume shooter. What do you got?
There it is. There it is.
I've admit.
Pat McAfee Show is running a bracket bonanza. PMS Bonanza 2.0. First prize, one whole Bitcoin.
When I get the perfect bracket, yeah. Do I get the Bitcoin and the million?
You probably will. If you get the perfect bracket, you'll most likely win the Bonanza.
That's going
to
be sweet.
You have to accept it in Canadian, though.
The cash?
Yeah.
No.
The Bitcoin Canada. As well.
Our dollars.
I don't know how Canadian Bitcoin is different. I'm sure it is.
It probably is. Probably stinks.
Put it back up there, Mitt. There, bad boy. Second place prize, lunch with you, pal, and an autographed baby Duke. Where are you going to take him?
Well, that's going to be up to the viewers or the winners choosing, probably.
Wow. Prime, yes.
Going to a steakhouse, huh?
Here we go.
No.
If you're buying, let me know, man. I'll come up too.
It cannot be a steakhouse.
No, it could be.
Are you saying? Can't go back.
All right, put it back up. Put it back up. Third place is an autographed baby Duke, and obviously the $1 million for the perfect bracket. Prize money will be split if there are multiple perfect brackets. Hold on. Don't go away yet. Scan that QR code to enter, or what website is it on?
The actual March Madness one.
Yeah.
The link is in Pat's tweet about it as well.
The link is in Pat's tweet. You just have to search for...
No, it takes you right there.
Oh, it does?
Yep.
Takes you straight to PMS.
Yep.
Bonanza 2. 2.0.
2.0.
Good luck.
God bless.
So I started breaking down a little bit of the bracket this morning as far as gambling is concerned. How far are you through it?
I'm pretty dialed in for the first round. I have a thought here.
Okay.
When I was doing my bracket.
Okay.
I don't know if I should give this out.
No, go ahead. Why?
I think the seeds are wrong.
What are you talking about?
Why are teams that are... There's never been a year like this where teams are ranked worse and favored. Not like this.
Ranked worse and favored.
Michigan, 11.
Oh, and they're favorites?
Minus 2.5. Nines are all favored over eights.
That, they were all, I mean, there were some
not
of that.
Not like this, though. It's everyone.
There are some of that.
Not like this.
Okay, well, let's.
We Dumpy, might as well I go noticed that, too.
Because when I was doing my bracket, I was like, oh, I'd like to take like a big dog. But I was like, I don't, it's weird. I don't know. It doesn't feel like the dogs are dogs.
But I was looking at that too, and I was kind of seeing like, is it just me or are all these Big Ten teams super like super what's the word?
Good.
Explain it. Talk it out with us.
Good.
No.
Use your words.
No.
Don't say bad.
Overrated. Sorry. No, overrated.
No. That is the consensus.
Nah. That is that.
Not that word.
Not. I don't think this year. Maybe in years past you could say it. I don't think so.
I mean,
if they are, my bracket is dead already.
Well, let's roll through some of them. First four starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going head-to-head.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Why?
After everything this team has done for us all year, you would turn your back at this
point. I don't give a shit what they've done for us all year.
Yeah.
What have you done for me tomorrow?
Lately is the saying.
So what have you done for me tomorrow?
You always do this.
I'll be on Texas Southern.
That's fine. That is fine.
I'm just
son of a bitch.
You just like CC because they've won for you this year.
They've been very good to us.
Okay,
you did this. You turn on teams all the time.
I'm just saying. I mean, Texas Southern's a pretty good No, I'm a gambler.
They'll flop.
I don't give a fuck about a team.
Who did this happen with in college football? He did this to our Roadrunners.
Well, that was a different story.
Came back to get him.
That was a different story.
He's a gambler.
Listen, the starting five could be every member of my family. I don't give a fuck, dude. How do they play?
Texas A&M CC will play.
Okay.
That's how.
Well, we'll find out.
Your family would probably fare pretty well.
Maybe. Maybe. Like
16 seed?
Maybe. I'll tell you why I'm on Southern. They're a top 25 defense against the 2-point and 3-point shot. Top 25 against field goal percentage and top 25 blocks. They hit the fucking glass. I mean, I just like them. I don't tell you. So you're going to be on CC?
Yeah.
What about Indiana and Wyoming?
I think Indiana's cooked.
You're taking Wyoming?
Absolutely.
I think Wyoming's cooked too.
Yeah, they haven't been great of late, but I don't know. I think Indiana had all their juice sucked out of them that Iowa game.
I understand that. I
feel like it. Although they did play very well, they could have won that game.
I'm going Indiana just because they're the hotter team coming in.
Yeah, I just think four is too much.
It is. It's a lot.
I'm actually taking that plus four Wyoming. Indiana, they played their ass off in that tournament, and I really just...
I think that's the frustrating part with them is that they can play like that and then they just will lay. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, but it seems like college basketball is so streaky that they do that and then they're just kind of due for just kind of a shit, like, good run here. That's how they played all year.
Yeah. Also, you're taking Wyoming because you think you're from there?
No. I've never actually lived in Wyoming, but I do like that country, that little mountain region.
It's a beautiful country.
It's a good country.
It's one of the better countries. Better countries out there. On Wednesday, Bryant at Wright State. That's a tough one to pick. I'll probably lean Bryant because as the nation's leading scorer and fucking Pete Kiss and the guy's electric. Guy's awesome, so I'll probably lean Bryant there. And then I know we're against each other on the nightcap. I'm taking Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They got five guys averaging in double digits. I love that when you go have a team going.
What's that?
What's going on with you two? Is everything all right?
It's tournament time. You got to take everyone. We got opinion on every game.
Man, I'm not going against Rutgers.
Let's not make it personal, boys.
You know that.
Keep it clean.
I love Rutgers, but I don't love Rutgers away from home. If Rutgers is at the Rock, give me Rutgers. But this ain't at the Rock.
Yeah,
we're in Dayton, baby.
Ain't Notre Dame's home either, though. Unfortunately.
Well, no, I know. Trust me, I hear you, pal. I'm just...
I don't know. I think Rutgers all around is just a better team than Notre Dame.
Are we staying away from the 116 games? Those big...
There's a lot of ugly... I mean, I love Iowa. I was a damn shame to see Purdue lose yesterday to watch that live. It was crushing for me. I was playing very good. I hate that 10.5. I love the Richmond Spiders.
So we're going to take the 10
and I don't think I'm touching that game.
I am not touching that game.
But I do love, I like Richmond, and I love Iowa right now.
I've gone through some. Obviously, we'll have all of our picks, obviously, before the games and stuff like that. I think I might. South Dakota State, Providence has given me headaches, but I might lean South Dakota State. Those boys can fill it up.
Providence, I mean.
Providence has not been. New Mexico State, I like +7 against UConn. I think it's a good matchup for them, I think. How do you feel about Memphis and Boise?
I'll probably take Memphis.
Yeah, they're hotter.
But I don't love. I don't know. I think those Mountain West teams are very underrated.
Arkansas, Vermont's a very interesting game.
I'll lay the points with Arkansas.
You are?
Yeah. Virginia Tech getting a point against Texas. I mean, that Virginia Tech team walked UNC and Duke back to back.
True.
They're playing very good.
They can shoot the ball. They're one of those teams that can shoot the ball.
I like Murray State getting 1.5 against San Francisco. They're fucking 30-2. What are we doing?
I trust me. Davidson and Michigan State. Davidson is a 1-point dog.
You got to think Michigan State wins one game.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't looked at the matchup yet. So I have Colorado State, Michigan. That one.
I'll take the 2.5 with Colorado State. They got Roddy down low, who I think can play with Michigan's bigs.
Is it crazy that Loyola and Ohio State is basically a pick 'em? So many people are going to be on Loyola because of the name.
I think I'll take Ohio State.
Probably me too.
Unfortunately. I mean, they did lose to Penn State, who's
Chattanooga
not great.
Getting 7.5 against Illinois.
Yeah.
One's got to hurt, huh?
I can't touch that one. No, thank you. Marquette getting 3 against UNC is interesting.
TCU and Seton Hall.
I'd lean Seton Hall just because TCU is one of those teams who's at home.
Creighton, San Diego State. Creighton's actually been playing pretty well as of late.
Very good. Very good.
I don't know where I'm going to go there. Miami, USC. That's a weird one.
I like USC. I love USC. I think they make a run.
Talk about a game that everyone's going to love here. Iowa State and LSU.
I will lay the points.
You're taking LSU?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't believe in that.
Colgate and Wisconsin. Is Wisconsin dead?
I don't know. I don't know what that team is.
Me either.
Like it's
they have been shitty down the stretch.
But they were very good.
Marquette in North Carolina.
That's
Thursday at 4:30. There's an exciting one.
That's a die on the die on the shield.
There. You mentioned Murray State -1.5.
They're -1.5 now.
Yeah.
They're dogs this morning.
So yeah, we'll go through all of these. We'll probably have our I'll have like some Sweet 16 maybe bets tomorrow. Stuff like that. We'll break down all of that. We started doing it this morning, got into it a little bit. Gonzaga is still the favorite, +300. Kentucky +850. Arizona +600.
Everyone seems to think, I watched a lot of the shows yesterday. Everyone's pretty high on Arizona.
They got bigs.
Yeah. I'm just not as high on as everybody else for some reason.
You going to do, is there any NIT tonight or?
Any what?
NIT?
No, not till tomorrow.
Okay.
We got nothing tonight. Jump in.
We don't have anything tonight.
I have to make an NBA
NHL's pick. Got one fucking game tonight. What are we doing here?
Got an NBA pick.
All right, so we'll have more on college basketball tomorrow. Once again, Mick, can you put up the graphic real quick so they can scan the QR code if they want? There it is. There's the QR code, how to enter the PMS Bonanza 2.0. Johnny Sheeran will be on tomorrow. We'll talk about where the money's at as far as the tournament, who FanDuel likes. We'll go over all that. And also, shifting to our next topic here, I'm going to ask why he fucking dropped the Steelers odds when they signed fucking Mitch. What are we doing there?
Likes Mason better than Mitch.
No. That's not possible.
What do you mean?
Maybe they thought that they were going to get Deshaun Watson. And they didn't get Deshaun Watson.
Fair.
Yeah, Tony, that's how I read that was.
Thank you.
Basically, those odds were thinking they were going to get Deshaun Watson or Jimmy G, the five, and then move into the seven because they got Mitch.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, at least you guys are going to get a high draft pick.
What are you talking about, dude?
We got the guy we wanted, and that guy was anyone but Mason Rudolph. So,
is the 32nd pick a high draft pick?
How is Pittsburgh handling this?
A lot of mixed reaction.
Mixed, actually. A lot of talking heads who like to just say things for fun.
How long is TJ Watt's contract?
I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Ooh, that stinks for wasting one of those.
What's this guy doing?
I don't know. The Cowboys haven't won a championship in like 30 years.
We've already wasted quite a few of them. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, so it's another one.
Guy hasn't been to the
place. As the number hasn't been released?
No, it has not.
Which is interesting.
What is it, 2 years, 20? Or you think probably higher?
It's 2 years for sure.
It's either a lot or a little. You,
2 years, 30? Can we see 2 years, 30?
I hope it's fucking 2 years, 50 million. Give him the same number as Brady. It's basically the same quarterback.
2 year, 8.
2 year, what?
2 year, 8 is what it's probably worth.
What is this kid's problem?
I think Mitch Trubisky is one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen play.
All right, so
I hate watching.
Were your eyes open?
Mark Mitch down for a Pro Bowl season then.
Yeah, I was going to say the way.
All right.
Who would you rather have, Dak?
I'd rather have fucking, yeah, much, much rather have Dak. I'd rather have Jacoby Brisket than that guy.
Jesus
Brisket. Brisket.
Listen, what did you do this weekend?
What if the Brisket gets a starting gig somewhere? Where's left?
Nope.
Bring him back here.
That would be left.
There's going to be, at this point, there's so, now that Deshaun's going to play, there's going to be a quarterback without a team. Because who needs them right now? Saints?
Well, I don't think.
Panthers?
If Jameis Colts? Doesn't go back to the Saints, I don't think he's starting anywhere.
What if he goes to the Colts?
I can't.
Are we just going to say, we'll just say Jimmy's with the Colts. Let's just say Deshaun's at the Panthers.
I think Deshaun's going to go to the Saints.
Or Deshaun's at the Saints.
Seahawks.
I've from the beginning, as soon as the Russell Wilson trade happened, I said the Seahawks, and I'll ride that out. But I did not think the Saints would be as in play as they are.
It's a good organization.
It's a good team. What's his name? Might come back.
It's a good program. Who?
Sean Payton.
Maybe.
I know we say cap doesn't matter, but like, he has a huge fucking cap number. How could the Saints afford him at all?
It's not that big, is it?
They'll make it work. They'll restructure. It's like 30 million or something. It's pretty big.
I mean, for a quarterback of that stature, it's pretty damn good.
I mean, they'll figure it out. But that'll change the odds quite a bit.
I mean, Brady coming back and Watson in the division within a week would be wild.
I'm going to wait to see what Tampa does. They still got a lot of free agents to sign.
How's their numbers?
As far as the odds?
No, just like cap.
Oh, good question.
It doesn't matter with them. They'll find a way.
Yeah, they'll find a way. It's interesting, though. A lot going on right now. How do you feel about fucking Chase Edmonds and fucking...
I wanted a running back. Ogba's been very good too.
Chase Edmonds is good.
Yeah,
he was banged up a little bit last year, but when he's healthy, he's fucking
2 years, 12. That's.
Remember, I was talking to AQ a couple years back, and he was saying how good Chase Edmonds is, like personally.
Ogba's had 9 sacks back to back years.
It's pretty good.
Seems to only be getting better.
Well, fucking, it's better than. I mean, the Jags are paying $25 million for fucking Christian Kirk.
21 piece.
That's absurd.
Fucking Devontae Adams sitting there seeing that.
And now he's not the only one. AJ Brown tweeted something like, there's every fucking wide receiver tweeting something. Dude.
All right.
That's
insane.
Insane, dude.
Is he their number one receiver? Who else the Jags have?
Well, I think DJ Chark's a free agent. Correct me if
Chark's
I'm wrong.
Chark's a free agent?
I think so. They have Chenault.
Chenault can go. Chenault can go.
Jags depth chart. Let me make sure. I think Chark's a free agent. I could be fucking wrong. Who else do they have? Oh, didn't they sign what's his name from the Lions? Marvin Jones.
No,
Marvin. Yeah, right now it's Marvin Jones and Chenault, and then Kirk.
It's not bad.
Sure.
I think.
I mean, I don't know. See what Trevor Lawrence looks like.
Yeah. I mean, they got Brandon Scherff. So they got another own lineman. They're shoring up the own lineman. They're trying to give him some weapons. We'll see.
Fucking Disley.
What's his name comes back next year, too, from Clemson. Running back.
Ooh, I liked him.
Oh, ETN.
Yeah, Travis ETN.
Yeah, they're working him out at slot a lot.
He's kind of Lawrence's safety net.
Yeah, in college, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
That'll be interesting.
Dougie Peterson get the boys buzzing.
Other than that, I mean, there were some good names bounced around today and stuff like that. Some money given. Bengals freed up or shirt up their O-line.
That's my concern with the Dolphins.
Is that they're not going to do anything at the O-line.
Just going to trot the
There's
same
no fucking. Steelers need a better. Fucking right tackle.
Yeah.
Can the Cowboys do something about pass rush? I mean.
What do you mean? They got DeMarcus Lawrence.
Is he staying?
That's like up in the air. Randy Gregory's out. They struggled pass rush last year anyway. Like
they got any fucking?
Yeah, they have space. They just got rid of Cooper. His contract was huge. They did re-up Gallup, but they still have space.
Well, do you think Gallup's better than Cooper, Mitt?
Yeah, because Gallup actually started to play at that true X like one on one. He kind of took over Cooper's role in like the one on one situations.
Well, Cox head back to the Colts on a 3-year deal.
3-year?
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Devondre Campbell got a 5-year, $50 million deal.
5-year, 50?
Back with the Packers.
Jeez.
He had a hell of a season.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Nothing really huge yet.
Nothing like... Mitch was the first quarterback.
Obviously. So you guys really wanted Mitch then, huh?
Apparently. I trust them. You know what? I trust.
I don't hate it in the sense that they didn't give up anything to get
outside
of money.
No, they did not.
He was a high pick. I mean,
number two overall, baby.
Played well that 1 year. Don't know.
And he did take the Bears to the playoffs.
Am I going to sit here and shout, you know, Mitch is taking us to the Super Bowl?
I will.
Yeah, probably. Just for the sake of it.
Yeah, probably.
But, you know, with what was out there on scrap heap, I think they did pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, it was a scrap heap, so.
You guys are for sure drafting a quarterback now, then, right?
Nope. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, depends you on his should end. Want to, because then that'll finally be the end of...
They're in a position now where if there's one, they'll take them. But
I'd rather wait till next year's draft, too. Now.
I don't think you they're going to force
Corral?
It.
Maybe. Who in next year's draft could you possibly even want? There's nobody. C.J. Stroud, maybe.
Thank you.
That's like it, though. Alabama. You could have said the same thing about Matt Corral last year.
How about the Heisman Trophy winner?
I'm blanking on who that was, actually.
He was from Bama. He was a freshman quarterback.
Oh, well, then. Oh, yeah, actually, he was a redshirt freshman. He could come out.
Quarterback, QB, Alabama.
Yeah, I mean.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, feed me Stroud, okay?
Stroud is filthy. He threw feed those balls him. Against Utah. He was dropping.
Oh, my God. Bucket,
dude, that one to fucking win it. The guy hit the gritty after that.
But we'll see. I mean, Mitch wins the Super Bowl, I mean, sign him an extension.
Late pick, yeah.
Extension. I mean, but there's no reason to keep Mason. Who said that? You were going to say it. Cut him. Why is he even on the roster right now?
No, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you want to draft, or you want Dewey to be number two?
Sure. Cut Mason. There's no reason for them.
You could trade him for something, couldn't you?
No, that guy stinks. No one else would want him.
Nobody's offering a 7-piece?
Doubtful.
Mason Rudolph.
Fucking Amari Cooper went for a 5th.
Mason Rudolph for Ian Book, straight up.
Now we're talking.
Ian Book might never see football now again after what the Dolphins defense talking. Did to him.
Now we're talking.
That was the most disgraceful attack on a quarterback I've seen in quite some time.
Ian Book needs to train with Taysom Hill and just become a tight end.
He ran out of bounds. I mean, he was
no one, favors.
No that. Wonder they reached out to Drew.
They almost Brees, covered dude. That game too.
Yes, Finns put it on late.
Yeah,
yeah, we weren't moving.
Trust me, because I was on. All right, let's go to this hockey.
Incredible
transition.
Coyotes and Sens. I mean, 18-36 versus 21-32. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. I don't even know where to start here. Arizona 6-4 in their last.
Not 10. Bad.
Ottawa 3-7 their last 10. Arizona beat them earlier this month. I think it was March 5th. It was 8-5. Anton Forsberg is not getting the start for the Sens. They're going with Filip Gustavsson in net. Kyles don't have confirmation on the Coyotes yet. Maybe Scott Wedgwood.
Coyotes are in a 3-4 situation.
Yeah.
They got Wedgwood in net?
My first gut reaction was Sens, and then as I dug in a little bit closer, I was like, let's go, Yotes.
Yotes. We're taking going the pop.
Yotes are playing some hockey. I know they got a little
Yotes,
bit.
Or, Sens are also in a 3-4 situation.
Yeah, the Yotes got a couple guys dinged up, but their forwards have been playing well. They've been putting the puck in the net. I mean, this crapshoot. Let's go, Yotes.
I mean, this game let's go, Yotes.
Stinks. You taking anything?
What's that?
Taking this
no,
game. To be honest, the smart thing would be to not touch it.
But. Yeah, I mean, as a gambling show, I have to legally say, maybe just stay away from this one.
I will be betting an NBA game. I have to have something tonight.
There has nothing? To be one. You got nothing tonight, huh?
What?
Yeah, you're right. I got There's no nothing. Action tonight right now.
There has to be a,
is there a boost
has to
out
be
there?
Something in play. There has to be something in play.
Oh, you guys need an NBA lock?
Don't say that word on the show.
You guys don't say that
what
word.
What is wrong I with do. You today, dude?
It's all
what
giddy.
What do you mean?
Mitt did, in Mitt's defense, Mitt did hit a large Iowa moneyline wager yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I did kind of get lucky on that one. But really, this
what,
is
the what are you doing
game
NBA
of the night
tonight?
In the NBA.
What are you doing?
Game of the night in the Jazz NBA. Bucks. The Cleveland Cavaliers are only -6.5. The LA Clippers are going into Cleveland.
Okay.
The Clippers stink. Okay. They stink. They have some players out. I know Jared Allen is still out, but Jesus. Kevin Love's been playing good. Cavs have been playing good. Garland's been playing good. Let's go. Cavs -6.5. I love Tony.
Okay.
Is anybody out for the Bucks tonight, Mitt?
Not from what I saw, and I'm also going Bucks money line just because they're – I know it's in Utah, but I just think the Bucks are a better team.
I am not greedy. I will take the 2 points with the Milwaukee Bucks, please. Official NBA pick, first one.
Okay. Official NBA pick.
Oh, wait. Are they dogs now?
Yes. Is somebody out?
Oh, fuck.
Don't
when
do
I
this.
Took them – whoa. This might have been – when I took them, they were money line right before the show.
Oh, no.
-125. Oh, no.
Here? They're +108.
What happened? Something had to have happened, dude.
Wait, hold on. Stop for a second.
Good goddamn report.
Mitt, you said before the show they were money line. What does that even mean?
No, before the show they were favored on the money line -125. That's what I took.
And what are they now?
Now they're dogs. I have no idea what happened.
What are they? What as? What
you
are they?
The
as
line,
a dog?
Dude. They saw you coming in and they're like, oh, we better slide.
How big of dogs are they now?
They're two and a half point dogs.
2 points.
I mean, that's not that, I mean, it's a move, but it's not that big.
Whatever. Give me the Bucks. If Giannis is in, I'm good.
Jesus
Giannis
Christ.
Is in. I'm trying to see if there's something happened to Chris Middleton. No, Chris Middleton's in. Yeah, everybody's in.
All right.
Well, there you go. You took it.
All right. I just took it at a bad time.
That'll happen.
It's a good pick.
Sometimes that'll happen.
What else you got, Mitt?
I was sir. Yeah, what else you got, you, Mitt?
Now I'm all thrown off again.
Shocker.
Oh, Chicago. Let's go. Obviously, the Chicago Bulls going into Sacramento. Chicago started to turn it around. They've won their last two, covered their last two. Sacramento's been doing Sacramento things like they have all year, so they're only -4 in Sacramento. I love that. And then my final pick of the night is Denver going into Philly. I think this is a pretty evenly matched team. Either pick would be a good one, but I just like Philly at home. I just kind of think James Harden's due for a big night at home. I don't see any of Denver's guards stopping him. Embiid and the Joker are probably going to cancel each other out, so I'm going with Philly -2.5.
Tough. Baby, man. It's a good bet and slate.
It's a good bet and slate.
Good bet and slate.
So what, you're on the
Bucks +2. Thank you.
Since Lakers are 0-10, should I take the first half of the Raptors?
What is it, 2.5?
2.5.
Yes, you actually should.
Genuinely.
No, I'm not going to do it.
All right. Fair play.
Feed her up tonight.
Fair play. Soak it up.
Fucking tell you what, I am going to soak it up. It's going to feel good.
Because,
I mean, we are in, we're going to be tossing the fire the next few days. So it's good to, you know, get the brain right.
Smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Smart.
The boost hit this weekend, right?
UFC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never a doubt.
Is there ever a fucking doubt? No. Ever? Man City's got a boost.
Nah, I don't like that.
Oh, wait, it went away. Where'd it fucking go? Is there any weak footy this week?
There is. I don't love anything tomorrow, but I'll get some off for Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd this weekend go?
Ooh, not great.
You were too dialed into conference tournaments.
I don't know. I was some weird. So Saturday, the first four games I was winning, and lost them all in the 82nd minute or later. Yeah, it was tough. That'll happen.
Actually, bounced back this weekend in college basketball. So
there you go. Good time for it.
Yeah.
Went 2-2 yesterday. Should have laid the points with Tennessee. Texas A&M was running out of gas, but 6.5 felt like a lot.
Tough report just came out.
What?
Steelers plan to have Trubisky challenge Mason Rudolph as his replacement. To
yeah, sorry, come on. Sorry. We're just gonna hand it to the guy, but it won't take him long.
Challenge.
Cut Mason Rudolph. Get him.
What's the obsession with that guy?
They drafted him.
I guess.
What round did you guys draft him in?
Second or third?
Is it second?
Third, sorry.
Yeah.
You guys spent a third round pick on him. What was that, like 4 years ago? Cut his ass.
This guy should be a GM.
We would love to.
GM, man.
But who else Steelers was going to play quarterback?
Dewey. What Dewey?
Mitch. You guys just signed him.
Dewey's sweet.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be back tomorrow. Big show tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
We're going to have a lot.
Crunch the numbers, baby.
We're going to crunch the numbers. Big show tomorrow. Once again, go sign up for PMS Bonanza 2.0.
Should we do some? No, never mind.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. I'm excited for it. Oh, update on the players. I don't think Bruce is going to have a winner this week.
That's he'll bounce back. He always does.
Oh, Keegan Bradley's tied for the lead with Cam Smith.
There we go.
Doesn't do anything for us, though. Uh-huh. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.